Welcome to the British History Podcast. If you love British history, then you are definitely in the right place. My name is Philippa, and I will be taking you through British history, the people, the events, the intrigue. Some of the stories you may think you know, but you don't know them in the way I tell them. And then hopefully, I will also be able to introduce you to something new too. Now, this podcast is free, and it always will be. But if you would like more History Lover benefits, then please consider coming and joining me over on Patreon at patreon.com/British History. But for now, let's get into today's episode. On the 23rd of April 1616, William Shakespeare died at his house at New Place in Stratford-upon-Avon. Many believe this to be a nice neat date and coincide with the date that he was born 52 years earlier in 1564. But indeed, the date for Shakespeare's birth is not definite. What we do know is that he was baptised on the 26th of April 1564 at Holy Trinity Church in Stratford, where he is also buried. It was customary for babies to be christened on the next holy day or Sunday after their birth. We're fortunate that Holy Trinity Church had begun to systematically record baptisms just before William's birth, and so we have the record of his baptism there in 1564. We also have the record of the baptisms of his children. It's also widely accepted that Shakespeare was born at what is now known as Shakespeare's birthplace on Henley Street in Stratford. Shakespeare, as you will probably know, was married to a lady called Anne Hathaway, and they had three children, a daughter called Susanna and twins Hamnet and Judith. William Shakespeare died at his house in Stratford. It was called New Place. It was the second largest house in Stratford, and he'd purchased it in 1597 for the price of £120. It was quite a substantial house, you can imagine if it's the second largest in Stratford. And I have a photograph here that I took of a house in Ledbury that I believe gives you an idea of what the house, Shakespeare's new place could have looked like. Shakespeare had bought it in 1597. He died in 1616, and he had lived there during that time. It's believed that he actually penned The Tempest there. So Shakespeare had become a very wealthy man by the time he bought New Place, of course, as you can tell from the size of the property. Now, he had made his money mainly from being a shareholder in theatres and playgroups. So as a writer, he wouldn't have earned that much money, but as a shareholder, he would have taken a percentage of the profits of the theatre or the playgroup that he was a shareholder of, and that is how he made most of his wealth. Shakespeare's new place, unfortunately, was demolished in 1759 by the owner at the time, Reverend Francis Gastrell. If you're lucky enough to be able to visit Stratford-upon-Avon, you can get Shakespeare's life story in one very small place. You can walk between his birthplace and his grave at Holy Trinity Church. If you do that, you will walk past where New Place stood. You will walk past the grammar school where he received his education, which is also the Guildhall where his father had resided as bailiff or mayor, might be a term you're more familiar with. It's a really beautiful place to go and visit. You have the River Avon winding its way through. That helps give the name actually to Stratford, straight meaning to cross, or a street, and ford being a street or a crossable part of a river. So you have straight ford Stratford upon Avon, because Avon is the name of the river. So we can't be certain that William Shakespeare was born and died on exactly the same date, but we do know that he was born on or around the 23rd of April 1564 and died on the 23rd of April 1616 at the age of 52.